All right, Elaine, you've heard of ChatGPT, right?
I believe I have.
All right, so basically ChatGPT is the software that is writing things, right? So it's writing articles and blog posts and even comments on other people's articles and blog posts on the internet. And it's starting to slowly, allegedly, take away writers' jobs because you could type in the information to a computer that will write the article for you, basically.
Oh.
Now there's something called Radio GPT, and it is,
what?
Yeah, it's based on the same kind of software, and it's from a company in Ohio, of all places. And the voices, they sound almost human. They're designed to play songs, take calls, do interviews, do the news and traffic.
What?
And maybe even try to make you laugh. I don't know. I'm fully aware that the robots are going to take over the world anyway. I believe that one day our synthetic overlords will run this place and it'll be like Terminator. It's going to happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. And so.
You still need a human element at some point.
That's what they want you to think. Look. I think it's kind of hilarious because they say, the people that created this program say, no, we're not trying to take radio people's jobs at all. We're trying to give help to radio people. So they say, the two guys that created it say, look, people don't want to work overnights. They don't want to work nights. That's when the AI on-air people can take over and even what? Be a co-host to people on their radio shows. You can have, wouldn't it be fun to have a robot co-host?
I don't know about that. Is it going to be like DJ Siri? I mean, what could go wrong with that?
The problem is, then when does it stop? And at one point, when do they get annoyed and want more? And expect you to go to the store for them and you to look up stuff for them and you become their human slaves. All right.
You're watching a little too much TV, I think.
No. I think it's smart to embrace...
the alien TV channel.
I think it's smart to embrace the possibilities of it going all terribly wrong. So I decided to embrace this, though, Elaine. I am going to, here in a few minutes, I'm going to let an AI do part of the show for me. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. Look, we might as well embrace the technology, see how it goes. So coming up, we're going to have AI. I haven't given him a name yet. I'll work on that. Maybe he came with one. I don't know. I got to open the box here in a minute and unpack him and plug him in. AI taking over the show or co-hosting coming up next. We were just talking about how robots are taking everything over. There's a new company called Radio GPT that plans on replacing us on-air radio humans with robots. Look, it's the wave of the future. It's not really that shocking to me, to be honest. But I'll let you be the judge. It's ultimately, everything we do is for you anyway. So I'm going to let our Radio GPT AI host take over right now.
Coming up, I have some Floyd that is pink. Also, a request for the brothers with a doobie. And a classic from the Stones that are rolling. But first, Sweet Home Alabama from LYNYRD. SKYNRYD.
We're in trouble.